My number one friend, Nicholas Hajda, is every once in a while, kind of a negative Nancy. Today is one of those days, all right?
Aww.
He says, no, I'd rather not, okay? Just leave me alone. I want to sit in here and play video games by myself, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. What's wrong with that? Well, we just ask him to broaden his horizons every once in a while in a segment called Nick's Just Say Yes Day.
Yes! 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 Yes!
No!
Yes! 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 Yes!
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, yes, buddy.
What have you said yes to this week, my man?
Well,
easy there, buddy.
I see your brain turning.
Yesterday I said yes to a 20% pay cut.
Yeah.
And I only bring it up, you know, because A, I'm really mad about it. B, right. I'm sick with myself for accepting it and not saying screw you guys and walking out. Mm-hmm. But I did it for my guy, Jason Dick. And
hello.
Kind of Emily. you're 23. You'll bounce back, okay? They'll put you on Lucy.
Okay.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. I appreciate that you did that for me. But you didn't do it because of me.
Tune in to it. This is the other reason I brought it up. It's because a tease for a future Who's the A-Hole, where Jason tries to say that this is not his fault.
I'll get it in writing, okay?
Okay. Okay.
What?
Like any of the rationales they gave me mean anything. You poked the bear, and the bear slashed at me, okay? But here's what I want to talk about today
but
for my actual yesterday.
No.
Future is the a-hole.
2 years ago, I took the bear and turned him upside down and shook him, and that's where the 20% fell out of.
The bear liked us. Keep the bear happy, you idiot. He's a bear. They do bear things all the time.
He got his bear spray confiscated at the TSA.
And this is kind of a carryover from, it's not even nearly close to
that's not out.
No, this is simmering under the redacted in like 3 days.
Oh, boy.
But I want to focus not on bears, but on balls.
Excuse me?
Balls.
Yes.
I need those balls.
This started New Year's Eve, and I was going to do this last week for Yes Day, but we didn't do it. So I'm saving it for today. I'm into meatballs, guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For New Year's, I said yes to cooking a potluck dish for the first time. I went to a New Year's Eve friend gathering. We were all doing potluck stuff. And everybody was like, oh, I'll do chips and queso. Somebody was like, I'll grab the veggie tray. Everybody was like, no, that's stupid. Veggie trays suck.
Yeah.
And hey, yeah. Leave those alone. I eat those.
I had the results from our pre-Christmas when Emily brought a fruit and veggie tray.
Right. Nobody liked the Christmas potluck.
You have to have one option for healthiness. Okay.
Okay.
But actually, that's not even what this was. I won that convincingly. This is about Adam Sandler stuff. That stupid movie where he tells bedtime stories.
Okay, stay focused, buddy.
I did what everybody does. Is I Googled what's a good potluck ideas.
Yeah.
And the first link I clicked on it, the second one in like this top 40 list, whatever, was enchilada meatballs. And I said, you know what? That's just
enchilada.
Quirky and untalented enough for me to make it.
Okay.
And it's basically you take ground meat, you crumple up some cornbread, breading, like an egg.
Uh-huh.
And then you get some enchilada sauce out of a can. You dump it into a crock pot. You cook all the stuff in there, and it absorbs the enchiladas. And unfortunately, my first time making my balls did not stick together. My balls almost instantly fell apart.
You had sloppy
balls.
I did all the things. Here's what I did: is I went with bison balls instead of just ground beef or ground turkey.
Oh, why'd you
so I
go
feel
too
like
fancy?
The bison. I feel like that messed with the consistency. Yeah.
You got too close to the sun.
I did.
For your first time.
It was New Year's Eve. I was trying to, flex and show off and all these things. Now, with the enchilada balls, the recipe just called for cornbread. You just make some cornbread, the jiffy stuff, a box of that.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Oh.
Mm.
Game changer.
Mm.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Anyway, even though my balls fell apart, everybody at the party agreed that they were delicious.
Okay.
And I tried to save some of my enchilada balls. And have you guys test them and try them out and see how you feel.
I was excited.
Jason was dying, and Emily, yesterday, I tried to force them on her. Wouldn't even sniff test my balls.
Okay.
How rude.
He tried to force his balls on you, and you would not accept?
When he forced his balls on me, he said...
Were they 10-day-old balls?
He said, these are about 2-week-old balls. Do you want to try one? And I was like, that is the most unappetizing thing.
Under the expiration date.
Under 2 weeks?
I have enough people.
Balls are still good, okay?
I don't mess with old balls.
Those are balls that I separated early before going to the New Year's Eve thing, which was lucky because there were no leftovers. delicious. But my internet was out this entire last couple of 5 days. I don't know if that's why I'm so angry. It's back now. It's fine. But also, we're having a freeze coming up, and I was like, what do I make when I need to make some pre-prepared food in case we have another freeze-mageddon going on and everything gets shut down and I don't have power because I'm not on the hospital grid anymore. I'm on the east side grid.
Yeah.
I think barely works as it is. And so I made some freeze spaghetti. It's just, you know, spaghetti. I throw in cauliflower, corn, broccoli, just a mishmash of proteins and nutrients and vegetables.
Yeah.
But I made meatballs handmade. And so this time I just made normal meatballs, but instead of doing like breadcrumbs, Texas garlic toast.
Mmm.
Yeah.
I do like Texas
toast.
I don't. Oh, is I have this some a, balls. A ball sample for me?
I mistimed it, so these are they're not the warmest.
Okay. Oh, that's what you heated up like 30 minutes ago.
Letting Jason and Emily taste my balls.
Ball test.
You want a ball test, Emily?
Oh, of course I want a ball test. Ooh, there's a little bit of noodle on there, too.
I'm really liking this whole making your own meatballs. It's something cathartic about making, getting your hands all in the meat and the mash and squeezing it all together.
That. Don't say that while I'm eating this. I don't want to think about your hands on balls. Yeah.
They're clean. They're clean. And then you sit you get to roll them up, throw them in a pan.
Excellent. Excellent work, my friend.
Boom.
Yes! Yes!
What, do you know what you're going to yes next week?
Yes!
Hopefully a job offer.
Come on.
I need yoga. Somebody tell me where to go do yoga.
Yoga?
Yoga.
Yeah. Oh, there's got to be a
not no virtual yoga. I want live and in-person yoga. I want to smell the farts.
Let's do it.
Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Do you want to invite Nick out for some yoga?